Hey, everybody. It's Wild Wednesday again, and we are Angel Answers. We are a group of psychics, healers, mediums, who are part of the Sacred Embers group on Facebook, coming together to form this radio show. And I'm Jan Drake-Bakke. I'll be one of your hosts tonight, along with a lineup of amazing, beautiful, talented hosts, who are Mary Hernandez, DC Love, Catherine Peoples, Peg Jones, and Liz Pfister is off tonight, and Mary's daughter, Adriana Ramon, comes in once a month, and so she's off tonight also. So I will just give you a bio of Liz Pfister, and then I will talk about myself, and then the ladies will go around the table and share their bios too, and then we will get with the start the callers and get going. So I just want to say hi, ladies. Hi, angels. How are you?
Doing great, Jan.
Hi, everyone. All right.
So I'm going to just share Liz Pfister very quickly here, and we will miss her tonight. Liz Pfister is an intuitive and spiritual guiding light, the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. Liz is a healer, teacher, and a practitioner of the spiritual and metaphysical life. Join Liz on Facebook at River Maven 77 every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern for her live stream Crystal Singing Bowl meditation, which is spectacular, by the way. So I really do recommend you listening to that if you get a chance. Right on, yeah. So anyway, my name is Jan Drake-Bakke, and I love doing animal totems when I first do readings. I see the animals that come right through there, and they are right around us, all of us. And then I work with poetry, and I'm working on collaborating with musicians right now, and that's a dream. And so that's something I'm looking forward to. And I also work on predictions. So that's what I do. And so I'm just going to go ahead and pass this right over to Catherine Peoples.
Okay. Hi, my name is Catherine, and I am an intuitive empath, clairvoyant, energy healer, an oracle card reader. I am also a spiritual shamanic meditation, mindfulness, and holistic health and wellness practitioner, as well as a mental health ambassador. So I was asked to pull a card for the collective. So that is what I'm doing right this moment. And one second here. Okay, this is the Miriam from the Keepers of the Light deck, and it says, choose to forgive in order to heal. See the light in all, and remember that love has no boundaries. So I'm going to find a card in 1 second, and I will read this card to you. Okay. All right, so here it is, Sacred Vision. Miriam, which means the beloved, are twin flame angels who come as one. They are mirror images of each other. They are the angels who appeared to Mary Magdalene in the tomb of Jesus after his passing. These angels spoke directly to Mary and helped her move beyond her grief so that she was able to communicate with Jesus once more. They can help us move beyond the cloud of our grief. They heal grievances of all kinds, including ones that have been created by religion or an idea that, you know, you do not accept. It could be generational, anything, mistake, anything. So this Miriam helps us remember that we don't need to ask God for forgiveness because he never condemns us in the first place. There is a real opportunity for you to move beyond the grief or grievances at this time, whatever it may be. This could be in a relationship. It could be with a employer, an employee, a friend, family member. The Miriam are here, swirling their holy light around all of you so that you can regain a sense of union with spirit. You are loved beyond words. To choose to see the light of God in everyone and everything, and to love without boundaries. Honor others and honor yourself with your sacred vision. You are in a space of deep healing and forgiveness, so choosing to see the light of the world will help you grow even more. Okay.
Beautiful.
That's really nice.
Art. Kind of.
Wow.
Very true, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is, for sure.
Yes.
Sure. Okay.
Really neat.
So,
okay. My next, Peg? Yep.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Peg, and I'm an angelic life coach, card reader, author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers throughout the year, Book of Daily Angel Messages with the journal exercise, and I also do light language, and I write poetry. I've written all kinds of articles. I also am in the process of getting my phase two for sound healing with tuning forks. And so that's been keeping me very busy, and that's really about it right now. So, and I thought I would share today's message that from my book, because there's a message for each day. So it's for February 8th, Dear Angels, what messages do you have for us today? Children, we would like to speak about serenity with you. When we feel serenity in our hearts, we feel at peace with ourselves. We are glowing inside and out. We feel comfortable within ourselves and feel comfortable outside of ourselves, too. We have come into your lives to help you feel this way more often. With our guidance, and you will know that working in the heart place helps you to feel peace and love and serenity. The heart place is where we shine our light brightly. Let this serenity be something that you always feel. And the journal exercise is, what is serenity to you? Think about it and journal about it. So that's
Wow, that's beautiful.
Really nice.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you all for the messages. I actually, I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive, Reiki master, an ordained minister, a tarot and oracle card reader. I'm also a candle creator. I create healing candles, one of which is Mother Mary, which is infused with love, light, and blessings and healing, which are amazing. Most of the ladies on the show have experienced and received one. And also I'm a Reiki. I also create a Reiki-infused healing candles for each of the chakras. And I'm also a numerologist. And one of the benefits of numerology is that it can uncover your destiny and life purpose and the life lessons you're here to face in this current lifetime. So it's amazing. I do an extensive, 10-page numerology report, which entails your karma, your 12 months of, what to expect the next 12 months, what you should be working on, what are you here for. It's just amazing. I mean, I can't say enough about it. It just speaks for itself. My clients love it. I think I'm tongue-tied. Catherine has got one, and she loved hers, too. I can't say enough about that. How important it is to have,
They're very nice gifts as well.
Yeah, exactly, right? We could give them. We could give that. Yeah,
they're beautiful.
Thank you, Catherine. Yeah. Also, I wanted to read and actually to book a session with me for reading or for anything, or to go to my website and check out my candles. You can go to www.theangelwithin.com or email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And the website is spelled T-H-E-E. And I wanted to read a beautiful poem that DC Love, who's on here tonight, wrote, and it really resonated. It resonates with me, and it should resonate with everyone at this time, because it's called Letting Go. It's by Louise Hay. Actually, it wasn't DC Love, but she posted it. So thank you. So she wanted to share this 2 days ago. So it says, today I would like to share a poem, read it out loud, and allow yourself to really hear the words. Letting Go by Louise Hay. To let go does not mean to stop caring. It means I can't do it for someone else. To let go is not to cut myself off. It's a realization I can't control another. To let go is not to enable, but to allow learning from natural consequences. To let go is to admit powerlessness, which means the outcome is not in my hands. To let go is not to try to change or blame another, is to make the most of myself. To let go is not to care for, but to care about. To let go is not to fix, but to be supportive. To let go is not to judge, but to allow another to be a human being. To let go is not to be in the middle arranging all the outcomes, but to allow others to affect their own destiny. To let go is not to be protective. It is to permit another to face reality. To let go is not to deny, but to accept. To let go is not to nag, scold, or argue, but instead to search out my own shortcomings and correct them. To let go is not to adjust everything to my desires, but to take each day as it comes and cherish myself in it. To let go is not to regret the past, but to grow and live for the future. So, wow, I so needed that the other day when I read it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to like read it for everyone, you know, here. Listening to our listeners, because I think it's very important. We're at that time where, you know, we're still in the full moon energies, and it's good to let go, you know, let go, let God, like DC always tells us, you know, let go and let God. It's so important. You know, once we let go, it's like all the magic happens. So I just wanted to read that message. And with that, I will send it over to DC Love.
Thank you, Mary. Hi,
You're
everyone.
Welcome.
This is DC. I'm going to say just a very little bit about myself. I'm a small, medium, at large, a spiritual jack of all trades, and a telephone to the divine. And I'm just thankful that I don't get any long-distance charges. So with that said, I have a happy, almost Valentine's Day message from the angels. And the angels of love are gathering near, and they want you to know that they do hear all of your questions and your prayers in regard to the area of love. They are saying, we get so many relationship questions. Will I ever marry? Is he or she the one? Will I ever find my soulmate? And these beautiful angels ask that you take time out of each day, starting today and every day, just to stop and smell the roses and enjoy the beauty that life has to offer, because stressful life circumstances can affect your relationships. And we don't want, you know, we don't want to let it push love out of your life. And stress is not only hazardous to your health, but it can manifest physically. It causes tension. It causes wrinkles. And it can really bring your energy down. So the angels ask each of us to remember this and don't let stress steal your joy. Choose to be loving and happy. Start each day by affirming that you are lovable and you are loved. Each of you are worthy of the love that you are seeking. Love and, you know, love and approve of yourself. God loves you just the way you are. You were created through perfect love, and you are God's handiwork. See yourself as the masterpiece
that he created. God is asking that you always remember how beautiful you are. He's saying, if you do forget, just ask me, and I will remind you that I made you in my image and that I love you. We have Archangel Shamuel coming in, and Shamuel is going to help you to become more open to love in your life by expanding your heart chakra, and he's placing the flame of love within your heart, helping you with all of your relationships. You can call upon him if you are seeking your soulmate or you need strength in the area of love. Now we have Sophia. She's the Archangel of Love, and she, too, is stepping forward. She has been the Angel of Love since time began. She is the most maternal of all the angels, and she helps to protect love amongst humans as well as celestial beings. She shares her wisdom, and she's a great listener, and she helps with forgiveness and reconciliation. Next, we have Archangel Hadraniel coming in, and he is the angel assigned as a gatekeeper in heaven. He is here to remind each of you of your greatness and to live your life as an example of love. Archangel Ariel joins us, and she comes with so many beautiful celestial beings. She, too, is here to help in the area of love and relationships. And she will help your relationships develop to a whole new level. She assures you that there is nothing too big or too small for her to handle. If you call upon her, just be ready, because there's going to be amazing transformations that will take place. A beautiful angel with the most gentle energy also comes forward, Angel Atiliel, and she's here to help revive the passion in your relationships. As well, she can help with fertility issues and helping those who wish to bring more love into their lives through the process of adoption. Archangel Raphael comes in. He, too, is an angel of love, and he's also the patron saint of singles. He can help you to go within and see what it is that you are truly searching for in the area of love. He will also bring forth the healing that is necessary, so that you are ready to have the love that you deserve. He helps you to become stronger through the power of divine love. Archangel Michael is with us, and he steps forward, and he's so happy to be here. He holds up his mighty sword, letting you know that he will help by cutting cords, clearing away any old energy and beliefs that you have related to love. We now have Archangel Raguel coming in, joining this beautiful divine team, and Raguel is available to help with relationships, bringing forth fairness and harmony, as well as loving communication with your beloveds. Archangel Jophiel joins us and is so happy to be present, as, you know, love and the day of love is near. Her name means divine beauty, and she will help you to see yourself through the eyes of love, seeing how beautiful you truly are inside and out. And now we have Cupid with us. He is armed with his bow and arrows, and he can't wait. He's saying it's almost Valentine's Day, and he wishes to help everyone in the area of love. He wants to help you to attract the love that you desire. This beautiful winged cherubed angel is ready to aim beautiful arrows in the directions of your beloveds. Allow this little godlike angel of desire to come in and help you today. He wants to help you and see love through your heart. So each of these angels want to remind you that faith, hope, and love will remain after they leave. And as we know, the greatest of these is, of course, love. And that's my message for this evening, ladies.
I love it.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, you know,
really
we have Ryan.
Good.
He said, what about me, Jan? He said, your poems are next. He wants to tell everybody he's here to give some love from above. And
he said,
Jan even did, he remembers you wrote a poem for him as well. And he's saying, folks,
oh
I'm just
God.
Here. I want to tell you that love is pure energy, and energy is E equals MC2 squared. as we know, that's Einstein's equation. And love is light, and that enlightens those who give and receive it. Love is also gravity because it makes some people feel attracted to others. Love is power because it multiplies the best we have and allows humanity not to be extinguished in their blind selfishness. Love unfolds and reveals. For love we live and die. Love is God, source energy, and God is love. And that's all there is to that. Okay, ladies, be fan-damn-fucking-tabulous to yourself first, and then to others. Let us love in word or talk, but in deed or truth, like you ladies do. As you know, I'm a humanitarian, and I'm going to continue to work to awaken peeps and heal them. And I'm still with this beautiful team. We're all in this together. We are all light workers, and each of us are splinters of the great I am. I am that I am. Please, fear less, love more. Love yourself first so you can share your love with others. I love you all. So with that being said, I'm going to hang out with Ginger and all these beautiful angels. I'm ready to hear the show. Take it away, Jan.
All right. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. That was just wonderful, DC. Yeah. I love that. Oh, my gosh. You know, I just can't believe it, but I happened to go upon, somebody liked something of mine that was in this group called Ryan's Heavenly Healings group. And it's Ryan's, you know, it was a group that we put together for Ryan. And I'm trying to get on the group, but it looks like there's maybe two different groups of his, because when I went on it today, here it is. It had a bunch of my poems in there. And the one that I wrote for Ryan. But I can't believe you just talked about Ryan, because I swear I have not been in this group in several years. And all of a sudden it just,
someone,
you know. Yeah. I know. It's unbelievable. I just love that those connections, how that happens. But anyway, I'm looking for the poem and I can't seem to find it, so I'm just going to let it go. I can share it next week, but I'm still scrolling down trying to look for it and see if I can find it real fast, just to, because it was a poem that I wanted, that I loved reading, you know, that I wrote in honor of him. And but anyway, that is a beautiful group, by the way, Ryan's Heavenly Healings. In case you want to go in there and join it. It's just beautiful. It has all of our posts in there and Ryan's, and it's just amazing. So anyway, I'm just going to start off with, I'm sorry, Adriana, Roman, I forgot to read your bio, but Mary is going to read it after my poem. So anyway, we'll start off with the Twin Flames poem. And, I read this every year, and it goes, because of their ancient ties, they can't tell lies. They lose track of time. Is it like? Is it love? It is sublime. There is no blame. There is no shame. Timeless lovers reuniting. Could this be a twin flame? They merge in each other's energy. The two are living synchronicities. They bring magic to this synergy. Their love opens to their vulnerabilities. Two hearts broken, laying together side by side. What is their fate with each other? They have tried. Time will decide. There is no blame. There is no shame. Timeless lovers reuniting. Could this be a twin flame? The fairy tale continues. The two will not separate. They have found each other. They are no doubt. They are a primary soulmate. They separate and come back again. It will always be a win-win. When they are away from each other again another time, there is more reason to continue the rhyme. They know it is not just a game. Their strengths outweigh their weaknesses. They are the true twin flames. Oh, my gosh. DC just... Oh, okay. DC has the poem out here, and she's sending it to me. And so I'm just going to go ahead and read it. Thank you, DC. Okay, and it's called Spiritual Lake, and it goes, if you don't have a lake to jump in to chill out, go to the spiritual lake of your spirit. Refresh your mind. Take a breath. Cool off your doubt. It's all part of you inside and out. Sometimes one's brain synapses just need to switch gears and take a jump into the spiritual lake. It's the Christ consciousness, the universal I am. It rinses off anger, fear, brain glitches. Give yourself a break. Let the peace inside calm you and soak your soul. Cool me off, God. Rinse me whole. And that was it. And he, I wrote that after, you know, after he went on. So that's for you, Ryan. So I just have a few more here, and thank you. Probably too many, and I might not read all of them because there's so many here. But I'll start with this one. Imagine days of old, we reminisce in its glory. Imagine days gone by, we miss them and remember our defeats and achievements, our majestic story. Imagine days of present, still vibrant, and life is well meant. Imagine days of the future, we speak them into existence. We must know that loving words are a cure. We must look forward to them. They are for us and heaven sent. And this one I just found, and I wrote it when coronavirus just started. I can't believe it. It was in April 2020. It goes, we are free. Why can't we choose happiness over self-doubt and loathing? Why can't the silence be of mercy? Let it go. Full speed ahead, I need to shout. Take me through the shadow. Let me see. Lead me out of consequences. Let me be free. Let me feel your love so I know what to choose between a lover and a hater. I won't lose. Don't allow the confusion, the virus, to daunt you or me. We are in God's protection. We are free. And this one is, there is peace. And that split inside of yourself, it hurts. There is pain. It paralyzes your soul, your broken heart, your body, your mind. One part is okay, the other shivers. There is peace as I find it a little each day, finding peace with oneself. And this one is called, there's no title. Okay, get off the complain train and get on the soul train, traveling at a speed of angels, making its way to heavenly town and doing it without a frown. Check out Forgiveness Lane with or No Bitterness Drive, or that one street called No Longer in Pain, or the other one called I'm Grateful to Be Alive. How about that little town and you stop in called I'm Happy and Free, where they serve fresh coffee and pie topped with joy, laughter, regularly? Or check out that park called My New Life Starts Now. Colorful flowers, delighting scents. We're going to be okay. Get ready. Pow! That is so goofy, but I kind of like it. This is called Life is Glad. Keep the good. Get rid of the not so good. Do good. Be good. You are good. All is well. Let go of strife. Do well. Be well. You are well. Keep the good. Get rid of the mad. Do well. Be well. You are well. Life is glad. And this one's called Everyone is Psychic. The messages are there. Everyone is psychic. It's nothing new. It's not that rare. This is all part of who and what we are. Let yourself trust it. It's part of your inherent structure for us to see near and far, to see past, present, and future. It's happening all at the same time. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's a gift, not a crime. They hear whispers or voices. They see colors and feel choices. There is knowingness and sensing, feeling others' feelings. There are even smelling and tasting about others' dealings. There are pictures and scenes rolling that show up in the psychic eye. It's miraculous to witness it. These messages that come by, it is fun to experience it, yet hard at times for me. I still work at it, and I love to help others. It's so lovely. Some can see spirits of past people and animals. That is so cool. To get messages from them is a miracle. Psychics and mediums rule. There are empaths and intuitives, animal totem readers as well. There are angel and auric readers and musical psychics who also tell. The medical intuitives, the poetry intuitives, and the weather intuitives too. There are many more than three. It's a vast world of superpowers that are all in all of us to share with others, to assist and help us grow for the betterment of humanity. This I know. And this one goes, sometimes our grief opens new doors to new worlds, new work, new walks, to discoveries and miracles never imagined, to new seeing and new talks. And this one says, make sweet today of your sour yesterday. Make peace today of your chaotic yesterday. Make solutions today of your trials of yesterday. Make love today from your war yesterday. Make forgiveness today of your bitterness of yesterday. Make restoration today of your mistake yesterday. Make fun today of your doldrums of yesterday.
make a smile today, and your frozen scowl of yesterday. Okay. And this is a Valentine's poem. Valentines are those special hearts who give off sweet kisses like puppies and flowers, whose tastes are sweet and delicious. A Valentine whose heart never sours and whose love is not malicious. A Valentine could be crushed harshly and but will regain their sweetness and fragrant special disposition. A Valentine is you and I, with many chocolate deep breaths and sighs of colorful hearts that keep us going in a Valentine Day tradition. And this is sweet love, hearts of a kind. Love touches the soul, body, and mind. And this is French kissing, part one. Oh, yeah. No, it's part four. Oh, my goodness. When sweet overrides hate and French kissing is not too late. When loneliness is no more and you find someone to adore. When love is in abundance and none is lost, it is balance. These are the gifts and wishes that we choose to manifest of love and friendship we cannot lose. Ask Cupid to send his love arrow out into the universe. It's Valentine's Day. Love is near. Love is grand. Hip, hip, hooray. And this one says, between the veil, their spirits still touch and will never part. They are brother and sister and sense each other so much. And the last one is, be bold and reach for our destiny. Let our hearts touch the sky. Allow divine timing to breeze us through. Surrender, let go, and fly. And those words were some of the words that we talked about in our message chat the other day. So I just put them together and made a little poem. So anyway, that's that.
Wow, that's
well, Jan, that was awesome.
Oh,
thank you.
I love that last one. I mean, I love them all, but I love that last one.
Oh,
so
you do?
Much. The twin flame,
oh,
I mean, good. They're all so beautiful. It just, like, puts you in a different state of mind. So, like, high vibe, and it's beautiful. I just can't see enough about
you.
And I love opening up Facebook, your messages, you know, to your beautiful poems. So thank you.
Well,
and
I appreciate it. I'm so glad.
Yeah, and the same thing goes for DC. You know, she posts these beautiful messages, channeled messages daily, you know, and or like, again, you know, motivating us to move on, you know, and letting go and letting God. So it's amazing. And also Peg, right? And Catherine does too.
Yes.
We all do, you know, just to try to help out.
And you do too, Sarah. You have so many inspiring, you know, messages as well.
I love at night, so that when people wake up in the morning, they see it.
Huh? Definitely, to wake up to those beautiful messages.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I really do love it.
I love seeing them every day too, Mary. Mm-hmm. I love seeing your messages every day.
Thank you.
I go in there and check them out. They're so wonderful, your posts that you share.
Yeah,
everything.
I try to something that will help everyone, you know, because we're all in this together. We're all one, you know. So it's really inspiring. It's nice to inspire people. So with that said, I just wanted to introduce my daughter, who's not here today. She's working now, so it's going to be, you know, I'm not sure how many times she'll join us, but I just wanted to introduce her and also introduce, you know, say a little bit about her business as well. So Adriana Roman is the creator of My Lotus Bloom. She's a Reiki master teacher, a fourth-generation intuitive. She creates spiritual oils and baths and also creates Reiki healing energy bracelets, which I have like five of them. Every time one breaks, because obviously it's protected me from something, she makes me a new one. It's not because, she doesn't make it good. It's just it protects you. And then, you know, if it breaks, that means that, you know, it broke whatever it was that was coming to you. Not that I like to believe that, because I'm only in the light and I don't believe anything of the dark. If you'd like to, she also has, it doesn't say here on the website, she also has t-shirts and hoodies that she's got a sale going on right now for 30% off on those. So she has various sizes. So I just wanted to put it out there if you guys want to shop. It's all high vibe, you know, meditate, manifest, and T-shirts and hoodies. And you can book her at mylotusbloom.com, or you can, you know, go to her website to look at her merchandise as well. And then you can find us all on sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love as well. And we never mentioned this, but we're all open to donations. If you guys like to donate to the show or to each one of us, we have our own page and there's donation. I think you could make donations on for any of us on the show or any of our Sacred Ember show. We have amazing lineups. And Catherine, you didn't mention. I don't think I heard you talk about your Monday show. So before I open the call, I wanted to let you mention your Monday show.
So thank you for that reminder.
You're welcome.
So. I hope everyone will tune in to my new show called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, airing Mondays at 9:30 Eastern Time. And it's a very exciting show with a lot of thought-provoking questions and how-to techniques to add to your spiritual toolbox. I include a lot of what I call what deplete moments, which are just paranormal experiences that happen that I can't always explain. But it's the topics are always very interesting and informative and backed by science. And it's a good show. And I look forward to listeners, you know, tuning in. And so Mondays at 9:30. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Oh, it is an amazing show. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you. Okay. So, ladies, would you like to, I'm going to start picking up callers. I'm just trying to check here, put them in order. Okay. I am ready. Okay. Area code 917, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Hi.
Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes, and I would like to thank you for all the lovely messages you just gave everyone. I'm concerned about retirement. I would love to retire. I'm, you know, pretty much done with my job, but I'm so worried about money. So do you have any feelings about what my future would be? You know, where I could go, what, you know, I know what I would love to do, but, you know, I'm got a fear of not having money.
That fear has to be let go of, because that's energy, right? The fear is energy. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're bringing into yourself. But I'll let Jan go, and then we'll go through the line of beautiful ladies here.
All right. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hi, Crystal. The first, I just do the animal, and then I pass it right over to BC Love. And so the immediately, there's a raccoon, just boom, coming right in. In spite of any doubts you may have, the resources you need for the current situation are readily available. Wow. There's some sort of deception going on around you that you can discern by listening and to trusting your intuition. Rather than being goal-oriented, this is a time for indulging in your curiosity, open-ended exploration. Pay close attention to signs and omens and messages from your ancestors and your deceased loved ones right now. It's important to remain emotionally and mentally flexible for the next few days, so because circumstances may be changing. And you're gifted with intuitive mechanical abilities. you're creative with your hands, writing, or other types of maybe artistic abilities. This is just what the raccoon represents. And you're remarkably resourceful at finding whatever you need to do at any given moment. So that's a real positive right there for you, give you a lot of backup. You're quite adaptable and flexible. So you have a number of abilities, and you're capable of presenting just the right one at the appropriate time. So, wow. I mean, that is just like, to me, just giving you so much backup here that you're going to be fine. You know what I mean? And that you, it's almost, and I can feel it. I can feel that it's almost like it's going to be coming in to you a lot. You're going to have I'm feeling abundance for you. That's what I'm getting. An abundance of being able to make choices and to pick out what you want to do. So that's what I'm getting a lot for you. And I'm just going to, I'm doing a short reading, and I'm just going to pass it right over to DC Love, and she'll have more for you.
Okay.
So good luck, and I feel good for you. I really do. You've got a lot going for you. Really do.
Thank you. You know what? She does have a lot going for her, and
okay.
You mentioned the raccoon, and I actually saw a rhino.
Wow.
And,
that's,
you know,
hilarious.
Rhinos are not only, you know, large, beautiful animals, but they have that amazing spiritual energy that is just as amazing. So I feel like, you know, you have beautiful, strong energy. You're not afraid of obstacles, is what the rhino is telling us. Jen, do you have any other attributes for the rhino?
Yeah, let me check it out.
Yeah, I've never seen a rhino for anyone.
I know, that's so unusual, but oh my gosh, it's an amazing animal. So I can feel the strength of it. It says experiment with doing things on your own, such as dining or even going to a movie alone. Do whatever you need to do to quiet your mind, such as setting aside some peaceful and relaxing time for yourself. At this time, be particularly discriminating in your choices and don't make any major decisions without having gathered as much intuitive and intellectual information as possible. Do whatever you can to stay clear of any dissension, conflict, or trouble of any kind. Instead, seek peace and harmony. Rather than rushing ahead in pursuit of your spiritual ideals, take one step at a time and be patient and persevering, staying present in the process rather than aiming for the goal. And you know how to create, and you know how to make your own space. Sometimes people can be intimidated, but once they get to know you, you're very gentle and peaceful. And you're a profoundly spiritual person with deep connections to the ancients. A lot of wisdom here. You're a very solid individual. And anything that you want to make happen, you can. So I agree with DC. You have a lot of strength with this rhino, another strong animal that's giving you a lot of backup here. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's really, really beautiful. And Ginger is saying that our caller is Mark Cookie. And she's going to figure it out. She's so intelligent. There's nothing to worry about. And as I'm saying there's nothing to worry about, I actually connected with a few of the archangels, and one of the archangels is Archangel Ariel. And I feel like she's coming in to help you to just, you know, explore some areas maybe that you haven't thought of looking at yet. And she's saying, you know, new is coming, and this is a time to take care of yourself, you know, nurture yourself. And I feel like, you know, this is your time to do something different. There's nothing to worry about. But I am getting, she's asking that you have to learn to, you know, control your stress level. Do you feel like your stress is up a little bit because of the present situation?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm not usually like this.
Okay, and you're going to be fine. Allow the angels to come in. They're going to help you to focus, you know, on the positive a little bit more, and that's really going to help. And in doing so, too, you have to make sure that you take care of yourself, you eat well, you exercise, you get enough sleep, and, you know, this is going to go a long way to helping you to go forward, mm-hmm. okay? I am getting, you know, the financial aspect of everything is changing, okay? And I'm getting there's nothing to worry about, but you've got to stay level-headed, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're a hard worker. Be very proud of what you do. I feel like maybe you didn't even get the credit that you truly deserve from others.
Mm-hmm.
I am also feeling you're going to get the acknowledgement that you truly deserve in the near future. And the angels are saying you have so much potential to offer a prospective employer, and they're going to see this. So with that being said, we have Archangel Raguel coming in, and he is the Archangel of Justice, and he's going to help you, and he's saying, I'm here with you. But he's saying, I am concerned about your imbalance and the stresses that you have. So allow him to come in to give you the guidance that you're needing for as well. And invite him in at night and allow him to give you messages, because I feel like this is a time where you're going to let go of the old and you're going to release it, making room for the new. And he's also saying, you know, this is your time to decide what it is that you want to do. Have you thought about that? Because I'm feeling it is going to be something different.
Oh, I absolutely, I have plans for what I want to do.
Well, I'm thinking, going over the plans and, just know that, the money aspect of everything is going to be resolved is what I'm hearing. So don't worry. Mm-hmm. And don't allow yourself, to focus on the negative. You've got to focus on all the good. And my dog Ginger's coming in from the other side, and she's throwing all these four-leaf clovers around, and she's saying,
aww,
good luck is all around. Okay? And she's the one that came in. She said, wow, Mom, she's such a smart cookie, And she's also saying, girlfriend, if you ever thought about, starting a business, you could start, part-time. She feels that you have what it takes to really own and operate your own business. You know, to be self-employed, it doesn't have to start off mm-hmm. full-time, but even, to get your feet wet and start, thinking of that, if that's something that you would be interested in, okay? But she said if
it
you
is.
Just want to
yeah.
be, oh, okay. Yeah, because she's saying follow your gut then, She said, you have these deep feelings within, and she's saying, follow them. You're going to have a lot of fulfillment in what you do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like there's really anything to worry about, but she, too, is saying, you've got to take it one step at a time. Don't rush into anything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's saying, she showed me like a car spinning its wheels, and she's saying, please, don't let yourself get worried about anything. She's saying you've got to analyze everything that's before you, and then you're going to have the ability to make the best choice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's just saying, that I feel like she showed me, more money. She keeps showing me more money, okay?
Hmm.
So she's saying, please, don't let yourself waste so much time about worrying, okay? You should really feel charged up after you get done with all of us reading for you, because she's saying, this is going to be so excited, okay? But
mm-hmm.
she's saying just, think about what it is that you're wanting, and you're going to get, something that you're really looking for. And I do feel, the employment with yourself is going to be really wonderful, because she's telling me you have the skills, you have the talents. And she's saying it's all going to work out, okay? So she's get ready and just continue forward with your dream. The angels are saying you have the wisdom needed, and they're going to guide you as well. So you have to be still, listen to your higher self, pay attention to the angels and look for the signs, the synchronicities, you know, what your gut feelings are. And she's saying sometimes, you know, you get a little caught up in things, as everyone does when things are changing. In that case, that's why we're here. So that's what we have for you.
Well, that's fantastic. You just told me everything that I needed to know, and you gave me great support.
Okay, well, there's a lot more of where that came from, Ginger, saying, hold on. God bless you, hon.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, hi, Crystal.
Hey,
this is Catherine. So the first thing that came to my mind is that for you to remember that everything holds a vibration and a frequency, and just to let go of that feeling of lack, because like attracts like. So just try to be mindful with your words, your thoughts, your actions, your emotions, because, again, everything is vibration, right, and a frequency. And you're going to match whatever vibration that you're putting out there. So you just want to trust. You want to trust that, you know, even if you don't understand how things will unfold, trust that it just will in your favor. You know, you can call on your abundance angels, right? Like an affirmation you may want to consider is, I am abundant financially. You know, money flows to me easily in conventional and unconventional ways. I am never out of money. My material needs are always met. You know, you could put in the words, but you get the idea here. So the card that I pulled for you is from the Angels and Ancestors deck, and it's Unlock the Magic Within. So with this, it says stop looking outside yourself and recognize that you have incredible power within. So this is about the energy of the universe that allows you to manifest and create through the direction and power of your will. It changes according to your frequency. Actually, that's what I just said, right? So that's interesting. So this is going on to say this energy is swirling around. This is an angel who swirls around shamans and wise ones when they call upon her energy to help manifest something that will be healing and or supportive, you know, on your path, right? So you are the magic. You are the answer. You have it within you. So if you've been searching for an answer or a reason to focus, recognize that all that you are looking for is already within you. You are a powerful, magical person with the capacity to direct your intentions. Intentions is a very important word. And will your desires into being. But your power can only be powerful when you own it. This is where confidence comes in. This is where your trust comes in, right? Your words, your thoughts, your actions, right? So your ability to dedicate yourself to a goal and make it happen is a real gift that you are being guided to recognize now. So you have it. It's there.
I feel that, but you know, you're right. I think it's that fear, you know, once you have a steady paycheck and you have your insurance and all of that, and jumping off that cliff, even though you know it's the right thing to do, it's scary.
It is scary. You're right. It is scary. I agree with you. But being there myself, I think all of us ladies have been there ourselves, and this is why we're able to help in these ways, is that experiencing things from a fear-based energy level is only going to, how does that help you? Right?
Right.
And being worried about something, how does that help you? Right? And how does that, if you're being chased by a bear or something, that's a little bit different. You want to run as fast as you can.
Yeah.
But the truth is, you know, just looking, you know, send it up to God, you know, surrender to God. Use the power of prayer. Power of prayer, I mean, makes miracles, right, happen. You know, write down all the things that you want, right? You can manifest these things, in, right? But I just want to try to lead you away from a fear-based energy, because in your brain, fear is looked at as a negative, and it's just going to give you, as well as the universe, what you are asking for. You just have to trust. Angels of abundance, meditate, right? Meditation is a big thing. Do your affirmations, because you're training your brain to believe that, you know, you're going to put this into play here. And as the ladies have all said, like, they see you being successful, right? So you can create a vision board. You could do all these, you know, there's many things you could do, but I would suggest you staying away from anything fearful and lack, and replace it with a positive word, even if you don't believe it, quite honestly.
No, I do believe it, because as soon as each of you were giving me advice, I swear to God, I could feel, I just felt so much better.
That's great.
Yeah.
Hi, Crystal. This is Peg. And everybody's talking about vibration and frequency. And in my hands, I just happen to have some angel tuners that is an angel frequency. So with what everyone has been saying, I thought I would bring in that frequency through tuning forks for you. And then I also have a card for you, too. So I was just asking the angels to be with you, to guide you through this time as you're beginning to retire. And the card that came up was energy, and from the energy and spirit deck, it's moving on and letting go. And freedom is the title of the card. And over an arch on the outside, the picture is showing that there's a birdcage and the door is open. And I feel like they're doves. So doves, there's peace, but also, and the birds are kind of just taking off. So that's going to be you. You've got freedom coming to you really soon. I thought I would read what the card says, because it's a great message. This card could reveal a time of new freedom, perhaps involving a recent breakup or some sort of energetic disconnection. But for you, it's for leaving your job. And whatever that may be, the present energy is saying the moment has come to let go. Any type of separation can be difficult. Even if the break is initiated by you, the lifestyle adjustments can feel overwhelming. But this card is telling you to take heart, for this is the right time for you to free yourself from what's been holding you back. In fact, this card could be signaling emotions of liberation and great relief. Even though you may not see that right now, you could be on the cusp of something very beneficial, such as the resolution of an ongoing, I'm just going to say of leaving a job, because the other two really aren't appropriate, aren't really what you're dealing with. Either way, call on Spirit's guidance, for a great shift in his consciousness is about to take place. Trust that you have the ability to move on and create an exciting new reality. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, we project all sorts of things that could happen, or, you know, or why we're afraid. And I just feel like the angels are just saying, you know, to just let that go, that all will come exactly the way you would like it to be. And they also understand that it's normal to feel that way, but now is the time that you can make plans to work towards what you will need, and to make the plans that, and you say you do have plans too. So it's just, just trusting
for sure.
The process.
Yeah.
So I hope that helps.
It does help tremendously to hear this from you. Thank you, Peg.
You're welcome.
Wow. All those messages are so beautiful. And I totally resonate with everything everyone is saying. I actually wanted to take a card from the Ask Your Guides deck by Sonia Choquette. And the message that came out was compromise, master, teacher. And I wasn't going to read from the book for the master, teacher, compromise, but they want me to read from the book. And then the next card that came out was the Holy Spirit for you, which is a beautiful card. It says, your master, teacher is reminding you that nothing is entirely good or bad, even people, and that every person has their own version of reality, which may not necessarily agree with yours. Instead of arguing with or feeling wronged by those who refuse to submit to your point of view, give up your righteous and rigid demands and broaden your perspective to include the interests of those you struggle with now. Mentally move towards center and open your mind to look at the situation from their point of view. Although it's easy to feel indignant and defensive as you deal with this current impasse, the truth is that no one's trying to harm you. Instead, your detractors are simply supporting their own interests and priorities, which are different from yours. Rather than reacting emotionally to their resistance, strive to understand them. Be mindful not to overly self-centered, however justified it may feel. Strive to be fair instead. Your master teacher's message is, accept that your interests are no more or no less than those of people around you. So the only way to progress to higher ground is to compromise. So that was that card. Did that resonate at all? Because I wanted to, like, I think there's some compromise in there with the family, because then the family card came through with the Holy Spirit. So maybe that's like a family decision of you retiring that I'm feeling.
No, there's actually it resonated on two planes. One was at work, which I thought you were talking about, because you know that whole, you know, I'm top dog. No, I'm top dog situation at work. But if you did pull the family card, I've been having problems with my sibling, because my mother, she died 2 years ago, and, my sister's fighting me tooth and nail about what she's owed and all that kind of stuff. So perhaps it does, that message is affecting both areas, work and family.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't want to kind of read it, because I'm like, that's not her question, but I know that Spirit guides us different ways, and we need to trust why this card was pulled, why it fell out the deck when I was asking for a card and a message for you. So I usually, like, read it, because I'm like, I didn't want to read it, but they were like, yes, read it. So, and then this one is Family Holy Spirit card, and there's a bird and there's flowers everywhere, so it's a really beautiful card. And it says, the Holy Spirit is touching your soul, bringing about a deeper sense of peace and security. The challenges of the recent past are met, and thankfully, you've survived. Due to the Holy Spirit's influence, your trials have only strengthened your capacity to love, leaving you with an even deeper appreciation of those you love. The Holy Spirit particularly shined on your family and home as it heeds your prayers and oversees overall well-being at this time. There's no need to fret over your parents' health, your children's safety, or siblings' happiness. All is well. Ask the Holy Spirit to expand your capacity to move beyond personal love and include all of humanity in your prayer for peace. Entreat the Holy Spirit to brighten your aura and allow others to see you as a source of contentment. The Holy Spirit's message is, peace be with you. Wow, that's so beautiful. That is so, such a beautiful card.
It is. It is. And I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Yeah. And, you know, what I do is, you know, a nice thing to do also with the Holy Spirit, I also bring Mother Mary, you know, for healing of the family as well. You know, it's always good and always good to say prayers, you know, for family to resolve everything in peaceful harmony as well. So, you know, I know that's really important to keep the family peace. And a couple of notes that I was putting was, you know, as Catherine and all the ladies mentioned, words are energy, right? And then trusting in the universe that the decision you're making is the right one. And I was getting all is well. There's nothing to worry about. Let go, let God, as we mentioned earlier. And you know, they wanted me to talk about, you know, me. I worked in corporate my whole life. I mean, and I left corporate and I ended up, you know, pursuing my life purpose. And I have not been like this happy. And, you know, it's just amazing to do what you're here to do, right? Instead of like, I don't know, working for someone, you're actually living out your life purpose. It's not work for me because it's helping people. So it doesn't feel like work. It feels amazing to get up and know that I'm going to help someone, you know, and I'm sure all the ladies feel the same way that, you know, we've all been through this, right? We all worked in either corporate jobs or, you know, work in the police force, you know, and doing different jobs. And, but, you know, we left that and now we're doing this, you know, and it feels so amazing. So I just wanted to say, you know, trust in the universe and trust in God and give it to God, you know, let go and let God. And, you know, and again, try to feel it out in your intuition. But I feel like, you know, it's just trust your gut, what you're getting. You know, I know it's a big step and, you know, it could be scary, but just let go of that fear, you know, because all is well. You know, I keep hearing that, all is well. Just tell her all is well. So, and I'll leave you with that, Crystal, and I hope that we all help you with all these beautiful readings.
I mean, you really have, you know, I really can't thank you enough. You guys have been so supportive. It's like having my own cheerleading squad.
That's great, Crystal. So now you're going to have to give us a call and let us know how everything goes with your retirement and or whatever you decide to do on, you know, your next journey, whether it's to travel or to open your own business or whatever it is. So we wish you all the best and God bless.
Well, and Crystal, Ginger is saying, don't forget about the dog.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Her name is Ginger. So that's she's so saying, remember her name for the next time you call in, okay?
Absolutely. I'll bring her a dog home. Yeah.
A dog?
So, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Okay.
Best wishes.
Bye-bye. Bye. Wow, that's a great first caller. Wow. That's amazing. Okay,
yes.
So we're going to stream along with our next caller. Yeah, it was a beautiful reading. I love that. We're all in sync. And just a reminder how powerful our words are, right? It's so important to watch our words, you know, because it's energy.
Definitely.
It's energy that we're putting out there. So just a reminder. And sometimes, you know, even I catch myself like saying something and I'm like, clear, cancel, and release. You know, if I say something that does not resonate or something that I shouldn't have said, I think yesterday in Peg and I were having a Zoom call with a group that I belong to with Peg, and we all belong to that group actually, but not all of us were there. And, you know, I was like, okay, clear, cancel, and release, because I didn't want to say what I said. So, you know, it's watching ourselves, you know, because I still do it. It's just, you know, say that clear, cancel, and release, and that's it. You know, it's canceled in the universe, you know. And I just wanted to say that because, I mean, even I get stumped sometimes. So we're not perfect, you know, so I just wanted to share that. People could say that. And then I'm going to go on to our...
I was just going to say, and especially with what's going on in the world and kind of the, you know, kind of what we're hearing, it can really multiply our thinking on the in that way, big time.
Yeah.
So it's you know, just don't listen to the news.
Exactly. It's so funny, Peg, because I don't listen to the news. I don't watch the news. I don't subscribe to TV, you know, like cable. I just have like streaming TV, like Netflix, Amazon, Prime, you know, all the Peacock. Because I don't want to watch the news. So,
no,
you know, because it brings fear, right? And fear is not good for us. No, it's that's what they're trying to keep us in, fear, so we won't elevate, we won't get enlightened. So, you know, we need to keep people, like all of us here in this group, we try to post as many messages as possible to keep everyone, you know, in a positive place. You know, even on rough days, you know, I could open up the Facebook and like, you know, receive a message from either of you guys, you know, and it totally resonates. It's just like it hits home because it's exactly what we're going through and it's so amazing. So, you know, it's always good to have that support system, the soul sisters that I have here. So thank you. So I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry. I keep yapping away. But I'll pick up our next caller. Area code 917. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello? 917. Okay. I kind of hear them, but don't. You know, there's like a little breathing there. Okay, so I'll go to our next caller. Area code 978. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Welcome to Angel Answers.
Hi.
Hi. Can I have your first name?
Linda.
Linda?
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Yay. Hi. Do you have a question?
Hey,
for
Linda.
Yes. Yeah. My question is, I'm such a turtle, getting along with my life, you know, it's like I have such capacity, but I'm very distracted with the ADD, you know, kind of, I'm trying to do too much. And so I feel, you know, I get these feelings that I don't get it all done. For me, overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And is life supposed to be like that? Create that. So,
I'll switch you over to Jan, and then the other ladies can go, and I'll go last, Linda.
All right. Thanks, Mary. So, hey, Linda, it's Jan. Gosh, I understand what you're saying, because when I'm getting the animals, I'm getting like, I was getting like a whole bunch of them really fast. It just boom, 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 boom. And I'm going, what? What is this? And so maybe that's just part of your energy, which is moving a little bit fast, as you say. But the last animal, well, actually, DC Love also has an animal for you that she got right away. As a matter of fact, she got it before you got on, and that is how amazing DC Love is. She was getting that animal like way before you came in, and it's the cow. And cow can supply a sense of stability. That's your name?
Yeah, I got married, and my name is Dudnot, and that means master of milk. You know what I mean? Dude is milk, and not is master. I learned that when I was working at the IRS. But one person ever told me that. Even my ex-husband doesn't know the meaning of that name. You know, it's crazy.
And what? Say that name again.
Dudnot, like D-O-O-D. Not is N-A-U-G-H-T. Anyway,
incredible. No wonder. Okay. I mean, that's what she got, and it was before you even came on.
Who's
she was
DC
feeling
Love?
Your energy. DC Love is the another one of the hosts here, who's a tremendously amazing psychic, as all the other ladies are too. And you'll get to talk to her in a minute. But I just want to give you what she got of the cow. It says, cow can supply a sense of stability, solid, loving, growth-oriented relationships with self, others, and environment. Cow people have the ultimate mother's intuition. So that's really neat. And I'm going to read a little more. This is a nourishing time for you, so be willing to partake of all that's offered to you. You have nothing to worry about, as you're well provided for in spite of any fears or doubts. This is a time for mending and healing the relationship with your mother, whether she's alive or passed into the spirit world. You may wish to work with the goddess of fortune and being assured of your abundance, and stand in your truth. And once you've made a decision, don't let others sway you. You may be called upon to make some sort of sacrifice that will benefit the greater good. And you're very alert and aware of all that's going on around you, but you enjoy quietness and stillness, and you're very generous and compassionate. You seek out your family and friends and stick close to them, and you're capable of sensing danger. You're very serious, service-oriented, willing to put others before your own needs. So that's a beautiful animal. The cow is such a beautiful animal. It's a very nurturing animal, and I can't believe that she's amazing, and to get the master of milk, isn't that tremendous? I want to also give you something that I was seeing when you were talking. It was this ball, a ball of white that came in, like this big ball of white energy, a big ball, and I thought, what in the world is that? And then it turned into many different cats and dogs, like a whole bunch of them. And then all of a sudden, there was a white horse that sat down in the meadow, and that's the one that I ended up with. So it could be a cat, you know, cat or dog are around you also, because there were like so many of them, like tons of cats and dogs. I don't know if you have cats or dogs or anything, but they were around you. But I'm getting the white horse, so I'm just gonna. That's the one that sat down.
Wow. Yeah, I got a cat, a loving cat. You know, we went through several different ones, and now this one is amazing.
Okay, I think Jan dropped off, so So we can go to who goes next? Cece, because it says Jan.com.
Yes. Hi, Linda. This is DC. It's wonderful to connect with you.
Thank you.
So welcome. I'm getting that the angels are with you. They're sending you beautiful, positive energy, and this energy is going to help to boost your confidence, and it's going to help with manifesting your abilities, okay? So please,
yes.
Please don't worry. They're going to help you to achieve your spiritual goals, and they know you and they know how to help you. So just be open to these amazing, new, wonderful opportunities that are coming your way. And the biggest thing is just stay positive and, you know, have an attitude of gratitude. I see Mother Mary coming in, the angels. I see Jesus. And I'm getting, you know, let go and let God. You don't have to worry, okay?
Yeah, but right.
Everybody,
so,
divine. I know that change can be a little bit scary because, you know, sometimes we get stuck in, like, something, doing the same old thing over and over. But the angels are saying, you can do this. It's time for you to step out of your comfort zone, okay? And they know you. They really, really know you. So they're going to help you. And this is your time, Linda, to create something new, something amazing. And I'm hearing the word success around you, okay? So
This
is your time to go forward. It's not a time to be afraid. It's time to, you know, put your foot on that path and start walking down that beautiful, you know, new journey that you're going toward. Okay, so say some, you know, positive affirmations, and I feel like that will help as well. I also have to say, I feel like you have a connection with the sun god Ra. That's an Egyptian god. Have you ever heard of the sun god Ra?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Okay, well, I feel like you have a connection. And when I first heard you say your name, you said Linda and stuff, I saw the sun shining over you. So I also feel like you have an amazing connection to the sun, okay?
Uh-huh.
And with the beautiful sun god Ra, I feel like, you know, he's bringing wisdom and healing, and he's going to give you signs as well. And I feel like, you know, there's a lot of joy coming to you. So there's nothing to be afraid of. You're going to have the, you know, the courage, the confidence as you walk your path, and this divine light lights it up one step at a time. And you've got to remember, you know, we are all part of the divine. We are all part of the great I am. And within you, you hold that beautiful divine spark, okay? So
yeah,
that spark is a beautiful, beautiful light of hope. And as you go, you know, forward tomorrow, turn your face to the sun and know that all is truly well. And I see the angels coming in. And one of our former co-hosts for the show, Ryan, he's still with us from the other side. And he's seeing that your chakras are a little bit jacked up. So he's calling upon all of the angels to help to get your chakras back into alignment, okay?
Yeah.
So he's saying, you know, Linda, Ryan is saying, Linda, just breathe and let the angels do the work, okay? They're going to bring the healing. They're going to help balance your chakras and get your body, mind, and spirit, you know, back into where they should be. And you're going to see that you feel so much more energetic. You feel self-confident. Everything is working out. So we have Archangel Michael. We have Ariel, Shamuel, Gabriel, Metatron, and Uriel. And they're coming in, and all is truly well, okay? So that's what I have. I hope that helped you a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned that I'm not as connected to them as they are to me, you know, and I'm like, okay, they're not getting no credit.
Thank you, that's okay.
Yeah.
Allow. All you have to do is be open and allow, okay?
Okay.
And you just just say, angels, I invite you in. And you're going to have, like you said, you're going to have the protection. You're going to have the confidence. They'll connect you, you know, with what you need to be connected with. And, you know, they're going to help you on your journey. Like I said, they know you and they know how to help you in that specific way, which is really, really amazing. Okay?
Yeah, that makes me laugh because they don't get no credit. And I don't know they're doing this work.
All they ask for is a little thank you. You're right. The angels say, you know, Linda, all you have to do is just say thank you. That's all they ask for. They don't want to be, they're just saying, like, you're supposed to just say thank you. They don't want to be, like, sort of putting them on a pedestal because they're here to help us. And when you allow them to help you, you're helping them as well, okay? So they're saying we're going to help to clear your doubt. We're going to help to clear your fear as you go forward on that beautiful path. And
okay.
As I am saying that, in my head I see 111. So that's a beautiful sign. But we have other beautiful women here on the team, and they're going to come in and help you as well. God bless, Linda.
God bless you.
Hey,
hi,
Linda. I'm sorry. Let me just finish, and I'll be out in a second.
Sure.
Catherine, just for a second. I got knocked off there. And Linda, this is Jan. Let me just finish very fast with the white horse. I have just for specifically for the white horse, it says you're very well protected from any negative or harsh psychic attacks. You're being called to investigate other spiritual realms and dimensions through meditation, a vision quest, or even shamanic journeying. So that's what the white horse wants to let you know. And that's all I wanted to say. Okay.
Yeah.
Then,
do the work, huh?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
All
I
right.
got to find time to rethink.
Well, you just take it easy. Don't push yourself. Don't, you know, make it into something that's hard to do. Just do a little bit every day. You know, even 5 or 10 minutes is all you know, just a little bit.
Yeah.
And it adds up.
Okay.
That really adds up. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass you right over to Catherine.
Okay. Hi. So so the first thing that came to my mind was what Aaron actually just said, meditation, because meditation calms your mind and helps you to gain that clarity to tap into like universal wisdom, and it just helps, you know, really to just want, because your mind is racing, you want to. Also, you want to just break your projects down into chunks. Meditation is going to help you with this as well, but you want to break things into chunks so that you don't get overwhelmed, because that was a word that you used. And if you then begin to feel unfocused, and then just get up. Just stop what you're doing. Go. You can meditate. You go for a walk outside. Exercise is very important. You know, these I am affirmations are very important. I am accomplishing this goal today. You know, you can put the words in. You can even do stuff like make a list of what you need to get done, and then, for instance, and then the next day, you know, go through the list, right? And then what you didn't accomplish, it's okay. You just go back. But you want to stay focused on the one project at a time. And this way it keeps you accountable, right, for your actions. So it's just a matter of, you know, putting things in place. And then what is it that you want? You have to be clear on what you want. That's where the meditation comes in. That's where the positive affirmations come in. And then you can call in all the angels. The first one that came to me was calling in my Archangel Raphael to help you with mental clarity and to ask him to put his emerald green cloak of healing around your heart, your mind, your body, your spirit, and just help with the mental clarity there. And also, the card that I pulled for you was from the Angel Therapy deck, and it says visualize success. See yourself doing well in this situation and have faith in a positive outcome. So the angels want to do exactly what we're talking about here, and that's just boosting your confidence and relieve you of any worries about the situation. And part of this process involves holding positive visions for yourself and if there's anyone else involved. So when you expect the best, you inspire the best in yourself and others. The situation you're inquiring about depends on your faith in and a firm vision of a successful outcome. So you want to hold high standards, but not too high where they're not achievable. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
Not to say, you know, put the highest goal as high as the mountain in there. You can do that. But you want to set a goal in this particular case where you feel like you can achieve it, right? And this is going to help you to feel more comfortable. As you achieve a small goal, then you see the next small goal, and before you know it, you have that whole goal managed. And that's
yeah.
going to help, right? So...
Yeah, that'll heal the past because I missed a lot of goals in the past, yeah.
But does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but not to think about the past while I'm doing it, you know, one little step.
Right, yeah, for the past is gone. You can't bring it back. Don't think about all we have is the present. That's all we have. We don't have tomorrow
okay.
yet. The past is gone, so we have the present. And that's where we stay and where our mind goes, our energy flows. So the more that you're putting your attention and your energy into something, that's what's going to manifest for you. Right? So
yeah.
It's just that, you know, one of the actions steps is just, you know, for instance, having a focal point, for instance, right? And then just staring at that and then visualize yourself just doing well and relax while staring at, for instance, a slit candle and imagine yourself in an actual situation doing beautifully and see and feel everyone involved is smiling, happy, fulfilled. And just ask yourself, you know, allow yourself to feel safe and secure, not overwhelmed, not worried, not fear-based, and just give all your concerns over to God. Just, you know, don't worry about how it's going to happen. Just understand that it will.
Ah.
And you're good. This is good. So there you go.
I have a question for you. How do those angels work on all the people in the world when I'm doing my request, and how do they do it for everybody? I don't get it.
They can be everywhere all the time. That's the power that God gave them. They're our messengers, and they're here to help us. And you just call on them, and they're there that second. You know, if you want to call Mighty Archangel Michael to help cut cords of anything that's distracting you, that's what you do. I call upon the Mighty Archangel Michael to cut whatever that is distracting you and not allowing you to focus, and he's right there. But all the angels are there all the time for everyone. That's just the law. That's just how it works.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just not comprehensible.
Well, it's true. So it is a little hard. It, you know, I can see how maybe.
Not human.
But believe it and just trust that, you know, what you're asking for, you're going to get. Just trust. Okay. You surrender. Perfect. That's exactly right. That's perfect. Okay.
And so it is.
And so it is. That's right. All right. Peg?
Hi, Linda. Hi, Linda. This is Peg.
Hello. Hi, Peg.
That's awesome.
I'm so glad that you're on. And everything that everyone says, I am totally agreement with. And I have two cards for you. One is Easy Does It from Archangel Raphael's deck. And I really feel that Archangel Raphael is very much here for you. And the message is, and you can say this to Archangel Raphael maybe when you're taking some time to meditate or to do some writing. Dear Archangel Raphael, please help me detach, retreat, and let go so that healing can occur. And you can continue that letter, and you can just write to him what's on your mind. And then after you're done writing the letter, you can turn it around and imagine that Archangel Raphael is speaking to you, and then write down what you're hearing and saying. And it's a writing exercise, but it's also a therapeutic exercise or a meditative exercise too. And I'm pretty sure you will be feeling the energy of Archangel Raphael. He's all about personal healing and physical, spiritual, and body, mind, and spirit. That's basically what he helps us with. And then the other card that I got was balance and centered energy, self-care. So I feel like self-care is really important for you too. And so that's taking care of yourself, taking time for you. As Catherine had said, you know, making your priorities, you know, like writing them down, as she had said. But also, if you're feeling like you're really busy and you've got too many things going on, then it's okay to maybe just say, no, you know, I can't do everything. So you get to pick and choose. And we all have weeks, days like that. I know I did last week. So I'm going to read to you about balance, centered energy, self-care. Okay, so this card indicates a time of leveling out. While you might have felt off-center or even out of control, a balance is being struck in your daily life. This card is telling you that your time, energy, and emotions are settling down, and you'll be gathering a greater sense of present personal control. Even your physical habits, such as eating unhealthily or not getting enough water or movement, are becoming more moderate and honoring for you too. This important time raises your consciousness about your needs and priorities, reminding you that of the self-care that you deserve. So be mindful of how you spend your time and whom you spend it with. Honor yourself and make your own health and peace a priority. When you do, balance will become a way of life for you for the rest of your life. So, I do things like listening to music that you enjoy listening to, just taking that time so that you can feel some calm within, and it will give you time to set your priorities that you're looking for. So I hope that helps, and your angels are definitely with you. And, you know, Archangel Michael helps you to speak your truth in instances where you may need that. And so I wish you a lot of luck. And I'm glad you were here tonight.
Yay! You know what had just happened? So my Saturn and my Venus are conjunct in my chart. The Sun just went from the degree of my Saturn to the degree of my Venus, you know, there. And so that just happened, and you guys are lighting my life up, because Saturn can be tough.
All right.
That's great. That's great. Talk about synchronicity.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, those are the angels, right? Doing all the work, and I'm like, oh my goodness, what a big job to heal everyone, you know? Anytime they call for healing, here is Raphael.
And you think, you know, God helps us all too, you know, and he probably helps more people, because I think more people know more about God than maybe the angels and some. So you know, it's, yeah, they're amazing. So it's just accepting that they're there
okay.
for you.
Right.
Wow. Hi. Hi, Linda. It's Mary. I just wanted to give you my messages. I totally resonate with everything that everyone said. One message that I was getting was slow down and maybe put a list of things on your task, on your to-do task. So what I've been doing is since I've been really busy, I noticed that, you know, some things are just like, I keep putting off, and I wasn't doing my doing a to-do list. So doing my to-do list and then checking off the things you've gotten done is really a reminder, and it's nice to know, you know, it makes you feel good that you've attended to that task, you know, because especially when we have a gazillion things to do, you know, our energy is all scattered. So it's good to do by priority, you know, what it is that you need to take care of. So that's what I've been doing, and it really helps because, you know, once we get busy, it you know, unorganized, things happen to fall out of place and stuff. And, you know, that's how I make myself organized myself my whole life is writing lists. So, you know, that's really important. Just wanted to share that with you. And then the one message that came out for you from the postcard from Spirit says, "Dearest you, we're a chatty bunch over here, always talking about how to support you in your life's journey. We communicate through the language of oracles, dreams, signs, metaphors, and omens. In your life on Earth, however, clarity in communication is essential to being understood. Don't speak in symbols, and if you did, you would definitely confuse things. Right now, you're facing a situation in which you're being asked to have integrity. Be clear and learn how to ask for your needs to be met. The first step is to admit out loud that you have needs. The second is to ask out loud for them to be met. And the third is to allow the other person, organization, or even us in spirit to answer you. When you follow these steps, you can most definitely expect an answer in your favor, affirmative, we say. Loving you so very much." And in the back, it says, "You are divine beauty," and there's a peacock. So that is just so beautiful to receive a peacock. And what I'm getting is, again, as we've been telling all the callers, let go and let God. You know, it's just so magical. To do that, you know, and ask for their assistance, like our angels, you know, obviously they're always there. We just need to ask for them, you know, give them permission to help us and guide us. But it looks like they're already helping you, you know, just allow them, keep talking to them.
Okay.
And that's what I have for you, Linda.
Yeah, it's like you guys. You can't really repay it. Yeah. giving.
All right. Thank you, Linda.
Here.
God bless. And
yes.
I wish you well. And give us a call back and let us know, you know, how you're doing with that communication.
Yeah, that listening.
Communication.
That listening has been a pain in the neck for me, you know, just like I have to just, you know, like not being able to find the list and all that. It's subconscious, right? So
Yeah. I'm just going to accept and bite the bullet and do whatever I have to do to get to the next level.
Yeah.
Accept it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Have a good night. Okay, ladies. We have a Skype caller that, you know, we haven't had a Skype caller for a while. So I'm just going to pick up that call next.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to say Skype caller. I'm picking up the Skype caller. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello?
Tenzin?
Hi, Tenzin. Do you have a question for us?
Hi.
Tenzin is in one of my groups, by the way, ladies.
I'm just wondering if you guys have any general message for me.
Okay. Okay, I'll switch it over to Jim, and then we'll go on to all the other ladies.
Hi, and what's your name again?
Tenzin.
Tenzin.
Okay.
Yeah, number 10 and Zin, Tenzin.
Oh, neat. That's cool. So I just wanted to give you... Wanted to give you DC Love's animal that she saw before you even came on. She is amazing that she can do that. She saw the unicorn for you. And so I'm just going to read you a little bit about the unicorn. Do you relate to unicorn?
Yes, I do very much.
Good. What the unicorn – well, go ahead if you have any –
Yeah, I think couple weeks ago, you know, just in my mind's eye while I was walking in nature.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, there you go.
Thank you.
So unicorn is, it says it's vital that you pursue any creative or artistic interest. And you'll notice signs and visitations from the nature spirits and elemental kingdom, such as the fairies and sprites. Let go of your worries and responsibilities for a while and just have fun and go out and play. And it says you're going to meet maybe gifted children who have unusual artistic creative talents. And you're going to experience a surge in your personal power. I love that. And you're a highly artistic, creative person and have to express yourself in this way. You have an innocence and purity about you, retaining the childlike sense of wonder and awe. And you have very much of intuitive and psychic gifts, and you're attuned to Mother Nature, and you work in the fairy realms. So that is so beautiful. I just love that. And I think that's so neat that you saw the unicorn, and I want to tell you what I saw for you right away was I saw a cat for you, and so let me just go very quickly here. We don't have too much time. This is a period where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities is necessary. It's also a time to dance. And they represent that. And it's a time to communicate with your ancestors. It's a time of magic and mystery, too. And whatever you released, relationships or material goods, something better is coming for you. So that's really neat. And you're independent and very creative at night, too. And you are introspective at times, but you have your own internal guidance and can help others with advice. So there you go. And I hope that relates. Hope you relate. I hope that's relatable for you. And so I'm just going to go ahead and pass you right over to DC Love to finish her reading.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you so much. It's an honor to
you.
So much.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Thank you so much, Jen.
You're welcome. Very welcome.
Yes, Jensen, this is DC. Is Connect this evening? What I'm getting for you, I'm hearing
DC.
Success. Hi, I'm getting success, achievement. I feel like you're at the end of a cycle of your life, and you're going toward an amazing new cycle. I was hearing freedom. And I'm getting, like, let go of worry, let go of stress. You have a beautiful divine team with you. You're protected, and I just feel like, you know, this is your time. You're going to be, you know, going into what I feel is like a completely different life. This is a fresh start, and I see the stars shining in the sky over you, and I'm hearing success. I do feel like you might have had like a little bit of stress, let go of it, because this is a time of change. You should be excited instead of being nervous. You know, we know that change can be scary, but this change is going to be amazing. So it's time to create something new, and you're ready for it. Whether you feel it or not, Tinson, you are ready. Don't let fear hold you back, okay? The angels are saying they're with
you.
They're going to give you a little bit of a nudge. Oh, you're welcome. They're going to give you a little bit of a nudge, and they want you to know how much they love you, okay? So I'm going to turn it over to the other ladies because we're getting to the end of the show. God bless you. All is truly well.
Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, Ken, this is Catherine, and I pulled a card for you, Stellar Gateway Activation. And this is infinite potential and a manifestation vortex. So this gateway is the highest of our chakras. It's found, I should say one of the highest of our chakras, but it's found above like 12 to 24 feet above our head. And it's an energetic gateway that connects us with the divine matrix. It governs our connection to the spiritual law of creation and the quantum field and holds all of our life's potentials. Okay, so it holds all the intentions that we set all the time in our past lives now, and it's unfolding right here on Earth right now. So energetically, this portal is beyond time and space. So this is a really very... very good card, because as you connect with it, you become more in alignment with all the aspects of your soul's journey. So this card transports you to a stargate that has a giant pyramid within it. And this image is a reminder of your potential. And the pyramid is also a symbol of rising power and how our soul has existed through lifetimes. This card is therefore a reminder that all things are possible and that with the right alignment, so we still have to align ourselves to what we want, right? But once you do that, and again, that can be, you know, paying attention to your words, your thoughts, your actions, all those things, medication, eat healthy, exercise, drink water, you know, there's many things you could do, but you are a master of manifestation. Again, and it says right here, every one of your thoughts, actions, non-actions, and choices is affecting the unfolding of your path. So realize that you have great potential and power within you, and just draw your focus there. So once you are aligned, things are happening. You're staying in line with your soul. You're a master manifester. How amazing is that?
That's so amazing. Thank you so much. I pulled the same card today. Isn't that funny?
Oh, my God. Did?
Wow.
Yeah. That means wow. That's amazing. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, just like
so
all of you guys,
serious.
Ladies, message. Yeah, like all the messages that came through from you ladies are like so resonating, because, you know, energetically, in my body, I'm feeling that there's something new birthing out. And I've been creating, you know, on my Reiki business. And then, you know, like I'm like doing all the stuff that I need to do. But at the same time, like, you know, you have that nervousness and stress for unknown path that you're going ahead, you know. It's just new way of you. Like everybody, every one of us mm-hmm. is being nudged to be in the new ways of being, you know. And it's really, sometimes it's really frustrating because you don't know a path ahead, but intuitively you are feeling that it's going to be amazing. But at the same time, you're like, you know, your patterns are saying, show me it's going to be okay.
Just saying it is okay. It is okay. Like it's already happened.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much. So I'm going to listen to all the replays again.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Hi, Tenzin. This is Peg.
Thank you.
And the card that I got for you was Find Your Sacred Flow. And this is from the Sacred Creator Oracle. And it's card number 12. And if you break down 12, it comes to a 3, and that's all about creating and creativity. So the essential meaning is finding your flow, state your unique rhythm, bringing your spirituality into the solution in flow with the universe, pausing, surrendering, control, taking time to understand other perspectives and your own perspective. A habit of sometimes overscheduling your time, being a martyr, putting others' needs in front of your own, the need for self-care and sacred pause. So this is the self-care message. Your sacred flow, each one of those words is powerful medicine for your creator spirit. Tune into your own rhythm and actively schedule your own unique sacred flow into your life every day. This may mean stopping to nap, exercise, or meditate during the day if that's what makes your heart sing. It may mean scheduling something sacred into your planner, something epic even. What makes you feel alive and in flow with the world? Are you leaving time for that thing? If something is encroaching on your flow time, you may need to get clear boundaries and prioritize the sacred break. Be sure you aren't giving up your personal space so that someone else can benefit. If you are feeling pressured to make an important decision, right now is not the time to give an answer because you aren't completely sure of it. Go with the flow of not knowing. Sleep on it. Surrender to not having all the answers and know that everything will be revealed when you gift yourself the space of distance, stillness, and perspective. So they're just asking you to really, you know, to be in the moment, basically.
Thank you so much,
Dave. And I hope that that helps. You're very welcome.
Yeah, it does. Thank you so much. Yeah, because, you know, I've been juggling with my scheduling. I'm really bad at, like, you know, timing things, like, you know, in day-to-day planner. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
this really resonates with me. Like, I'm thinking, like, how am I going to, like, you know, put exercise in my, you know, day planner, you know, like while I have this in the morning, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, you know, that now that you've spoken it, I bet you'll be doing it really soon, especially since I'm not sure where you live, but especially since the weather's getting better, like if you're in the Northeast or, you know, the Midwest. So the, you know, the weather's getting better, so maybe you can schedule it for yourself. So I wish you a lot of luck on your journey.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Peg. Thank you so much. Thank you for
your welcome.
Insight and the guidance. Thank you.
Wow. That's beautiful, ladies. It's Mary Tenzin. And it totally resonates, right? Because Tenzin and I, like, go back and forth with messages daily. And I know what she's going through and the magic that's unfolding for her. I mean, for us all, but especially, you know, when we're, like, getting enlightened and growing more spiritually, opening up to all the gifts that are here for us to explore or to remember, as I always say. So I got four cards for you, and you know I'll send them to you. I'm gonna read one, but I'll send them to you. But this one, I love this one. It says, "Dearest you, miracles never run out. Look back over your life, and you will see so many moments of synchronicity when all the right people, the right place, the right opportunities, and the right time showed up without any of your help. Think back to how you felt just before a miracle happened. You felt you were giving up, but it was more like a gentle surrender to whatever was about to happen. We want you to know that miracles are being concocted for you, and you will never, ever run out of them. You just don't get to choose how they come, who will deliver them, when they will show up, and what they will do for you. All of that is our department. Spirit knows what is best for you and what wants to be expressed through you. You are incredible and amazing and a magnet for miracles. That would be a good mantra for you today. We're on it, so relax. If you only knew how much we loved you." Ah, it says. And then it says, "With love" in the back. So this is so beautiful. So that's going to be your mantra. You are a magnet for miracles.
Oh, my God.
I am a magnet for miracles. That's going to be your mantra. I'm going to send you the cards.
I'm a magnet for miracles.
There was
thank
four
you
cards
so much.
That jumped out.
You know,
you're
like,
welcome.
It's funny, like, today I was sitting on the couch, and I was, like, you know, thinking about how my dad and I connected with nature, and I was, like, I just realized, like, you know, that's a miracle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I'm like, you know, like, I'm getting signs, but I have to trust
mm-hmm.
all the signs. And then that moment with Dad and me in the nature, I was like, that itself is a miracle. So I have to trust the miracles that's unfolding in my life. And
yeah.
Here you go.
You're
speaking about it.
I'm telling you, there's so much magic coming. It's amazing. And I've seen it, right? I mean, you've sent some pictures, so I know and I feel it, what's coming on. You know, and Archangel Metatron is really, really there for you as well. You know, like, I feel that so strongly amongst other angels, archangels as well, but Archangel Metatron was very strong in that picture you sent me. So sacred geometry you've been seeing as well. So it's beautiful. So thank you, Tenzin, for calling. We're actually, you're our last caller, and I just wanted to pick up a Skype caller once because, you know, we haven't got a Skype caller forever, so that's great. So thank you for listening, and I hope everything, all these messages resonate.
Thank you, all the ladies. Thank you so much for your guidance.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Night.
Absolutely,
thank
Linda.
You.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Have a good night, and God bless.
You too, bye. God bless.
Bye. Wow, that was beautiful, ladies. What a beautiful show.
Yes, it was beautiful.
And it's so amazing, right, that it's been cutting us off, and it didn't cut us off. You know, I think...
Wow, no, yes.
Yeah.
To get that message, you know. because she's getting some beautiful messages, and it's just trusting, right? Because in the beginning, it's like we all do that. I know I did that. I wasn't trusting what I was getting, and now anything that comes in, I just trust it. And even if it's nothing to do with the question the person is asking, I just give it to them, because that card from our previous caller, I didn't think it would resonate, and it did. It's just that's how spirit works, right? And we just need to trust what we're getting. And I know you ladies do, but sometimes, you know, like today I was like, I don't know. But I said, you know what, I'm just going to give it to them, because I kept hearing, I just give her the message and read from the book. I'm like, okay. So it's so amazing to get that nudge, you know, like from spirit. So it's beautiful. So thank you so much.
Never beautiful.
Such an amazing show. I love to.
Oh, really was.
Thank you.
And everyone's messages were so amazing.
Yeah.
And we were just it's just incredible. You know, it doesn't matter how long we don't connect, but when we connect, you know, we're right back where we were. So that is beautiful.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I'm so glad you're back this week, PC. We missed you.
Yes, it was good to see you.
A little crazy, huh? Added to the mix.
Yeah, I missed you. Well,
thank you. And I missed everyone here, too.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For sure.
Well, God bless everyone.
I missed you, too.
And,
I'm glad
you know,
you're here.
Yeah, thanks to all our callers for, you know, hanging on and listening to other messages. Even if we didn't pick up your call, at least, you know, I feel that spirit always gives messages through messages for others. It's twofold, right? Yesterday, you know, there was a case where Peg received a message, but it was twofold. It was really for both of us. So, and it happens like that. Happened in my courses too, where you know, both of us get messages, like two people get messages. It's like, you know, twofold. So it's so beautiful, you know, when that happens. So yeah, so I just wanted to put it out there that, you know, even though we didn't pick up your call, at least, you know, if you listen to the show, there's always a message for everyone. So, and I'll pick up the callers next week, you know, first if they call. Thank you so much, ladies, again, and have a good night, and God
bless.
Thank
you.
You as well.
Thank
good night,
you,
everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.